Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. It's another week's news on your Eurovision podcast. It would be fair to say that this has been a busier week than most. Lots of news impacting directly on the contest, not least the draw for the semi-final. And when we're watching that, Slovakia were there, yes. The small country who are doing the hokey-cokey to the best beat of ABBA and the Brotherhood of Man are back in the contest, certainly for this week, it being an odd-numbered week next week. Who knows if they will be in or out. But anyway, at the moment, we're counting Slovakia to be there when we reach Dusseldorf. Also, if you're checking out your travel plans, December the 3rd is a provisional date for Junior Eurovision. It's provisional, but the hosts are not. Armenia, who were last year's winners, have announced that they will be hosting the song contest, of course, announced also on Eurovision.tv. It's unusual for the Junior Eurovision to have the winning country go on to hold it again. There's a couple of problems with people falling out. They put it out to tender. So Armenia still had to tender for it this year. It wasn't an automatically given thing as it was for Germany. But anyway, I suspect they've done it just so they can all stand on the border of Azerbaijan and go, na 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 na. But there we go. Speaking of Eurovision.tv, brand new website launched by Tsitsi Yarmo and the team up there. It's only the first stage, the social networkings of Mind at Eurovision. That all needs to be put in place as well. But that is now being updated for 2011 and should be good for a couple of years of it. Faster changing internet technology. And the first big bit of news that they had on there was we have a new logo. Well, not a new logo. Every year there's the sub logo. There's the Eurovision with the heart in the middle, and then the whole city always gets to do something itself. Dusseldorf have went with this sort of neon heart shape. In their words, sort of like Lena used to do with her hands when she was doing press conferences. Oh, and it's called Feel the Heartbeat, and also replicates the heart in the main logo as well. For those of you who have seen it, it looks quite nice. For those of you who haven't, just think the Copenhagen 2001 logo, but this time in colour. That's it. Other news from the official Eurovision lot was they've announced that, to no surprise to anybody, Lufthansa is going to be the official airline of the Eurovision Song Contest, but there is a discount code if you book directly through Lufthansa to fly to Eurovision, and it's providing some very, very tasty discounts. So if you're still to do your travel plans, really? People still making travel plans? Anyway, if you still to do your travel plans, then pop onto the, make sure you get the website code from Eurovision.tv and head over to Lufthansa and at least see what they can offer. Yeah, there's so much news. I just thought we just need a little bit here just so we can all take our best. Let's talk about the semi-final draw, which happened on Monday. The full list you can find that back on www.eurovision.tv. I'm not going to go through the countries. We have 19 in each semi-final, and of course we have our big five that automatically qualify, and that's Germany, Italy this year, France, Spain and the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom and Spain are going to be voting on the first semi-final. Germany, Italy and France are voting on the second semi-final, and the other 19 countries are going to semi-final 1, 19 going to semi-final 2. That gives us our 43 countries. Slovakia's back. We're back up to 43. Right, then, now, this is interesting because we've only got three songs chosen, yet everybody's now decided who's going to qualify and who's not going to qualify out of the semi-finals. And this is really based on historical statistics, looking at how countries have voted. I know Keith Mills had a great big breakdown of who does and doesn't vote for Ireland, and Ireland are in the second semi-final, slightly weaker draw than your big powerhouse countries that you'd always expect to get through. So Armenia, Turkey, Russia, Greece, Azerbaijan, Serbia, they're all in semi-final one. And given that only 10 countries qualify from each semi-final, you can assume that six are almost bankers out of that first semi-final. But remember, Sweden was a banker last year in the second semi-final, and away they went. You can also probably think that Georgia's probably going to happen as well. So there's really only three valid spaces in semi-final one. If you look at the statistics going back in time, semi-final two is a lot weaker. I mean, really, it's safe to assume Ukraine can get through, and countries, they're usually on the bubble. You're not quite sure. Ireland, Austria, Latvia, they've got a good chance of getting through. This semi-final draw has been pretty kind to some and unkind to others. As we've said there, those in semi-final ones who aren't in that sort of big six group, they're going to find it tough. And I just love the fact there's so many people who are used to go, oh, Eurovision, it's all fixed, it's all politics and block voting, which we went into many times before, and it's not. All of a sudden are now mourning, oh, we haven't got our friends in our semi-final. We wanted to have you in our semi-final so you would vote for us. Can't have it both ways, guys. Either you think you know it's there, or you think it isn't there. Don't trade on it. Final point of interest. a lot of the countries that have a huge traveling support, you know, I'm thinking like people like Greece and Turkey, they're all in semi-final one. We certainly, when you look around the audiences in previous years, the first semi-final, the audience in the auditorium isn't necessarily filling a lot of seats, shall we say. I think we're going to see quite a lot more people in semi-final one this year, which of course bodes well for the sales of semi-final two tickets and into the final as well. The semi-final tickets, by the way, are on sale now. You can head in the back at the official website. So the semi-final draw, lots of discussion will be happening over that, and as we get closer to the time, we'll be looking at the countries, their chances, and both with the song and who's in their semi-final with the jukebox juries. They'll be starting at third week in March. Once all the songs are decided, we'll split them up for the jury. Okay, four heats have went through Azerbaijan. Let's start with them. They now have their five finalists. Nine were put through to the surprise semi-final. And Ilham Quasimov, Ilgar Ibrahimova, and Yisia Kulieva, Eldar Quasimov, and Niger Kamal are all going through now to the finals happening in February. It's 100% jury selection from Azerbaijan, even though they will be performing live. So look to see, certainly, the favourite from the country get through there. Three televised heats happened over the weekend as well. All of them were available to watch online through streaming. Finland are using Fridays this year. Their first three singers have went through. Marco the Tango Guy, Cardiant the Rocker, and Johanna Ilvaniem, doing a little bit of a ballady, have got through to the final in Finland. They do not have a second chance heat. Some of the countries have the people like get third and fourth place. They'll get to come back and fight over the last place. It's sort of like a repechage. Finland don't have that. When you're out in Finland, you are out. Iceland, same again, just two going through from there. Their first heat saw Erna Hron go through, and that's, of course, is the typical Icelandic method. She was the backing singer for the last 2 years for Johanna and Hera Björk, now stepping up to the plate to represent the country herself. Of course, Johanna is going to be in the second semi-final for Iceland, so she might be an old sort of, oh, I was the master, now you are the servant, and now we shall defeat each other in song. But there we go. She's through the final, as in Haraldur Arnesen going through as well. Fourth out of the weekend, Norway's Melody Grand Prix, first heat from there. Two go through to represent. Three go home. Astian Ricci and Helene Boxel are going through from heat one straight into the final. And the second chance award goes to Yuzmi and Siguba. And we'll have the second chance, and then we'll do the final the week after. Okay, national final plans. Of course, most of these are now pretty much underway and set in stone for as we're going through the heat. So we'll hear more about the heats and less about the planning now as we go forward into March. But there's still stuff going on. Ukraine are playing the funny games. Oh, what a surprise. Again, it's like Colin Corleone thinking he's the godfather running things there. There's now an online investigation to the votes that were cast on the website. So we don't know who the final finalists are out of Ukraine's third attempt at a second attempt of a first of a semi-final. There we go. I don't know. Maybe they've got the Slovak Rubik. I'm not quite sure. Nobody's quite sure what's going on with Ukraine. All we do know is that they will end up with a song in some description. Moldova have placed all 98 of the songs online, and you can listen through them if you really want to. If you do, tell me what the highlights are. Malta will sweep their songs up. They've got 24 songs going into their televised final. 24 of those are up online as well. Most of the broadcasters actually have them up now. If you're looking to link to all of them, our 100 links to Eurovision back on ESCinsight.com has linked to all the broadcasters' specific Eurovision pages. Head on to there, click through it. You should be able to find the songs. One more there for Ireland. The team from JLS, the band formerly known as Jack Ladd Swing, will be helping write the song for the Irish duo John and Edward, who go by the name of Jedward, while Nikki Kavanagh, backing singer from last year for her cousin Niamh Kavanagh, now has a multi-talented, multinational songwriting team. Jonas Gladnikov, Christina Schilling, Hanif Sabarevri, and Camilla Gottschalk are hitting there and writing their song. Of course, Jonas has written the last two Irish entries as well, so you get a feeling RT are now pulling all the stops and putting together a little bit of a dream team, and it's not going behind Jedward. That's going to be a very, very interesting one to watch, because the public vote and the jury vote, I think, are going to be completely different. So we shall see what happens there. Right then, a little bit of music just to take the show out to the end. If you're like me and you've been going through the national finals, a lot of twee ballads, a lot of syrupy songs this week, I have to say, although Automatic by Norway did at least make me go, ooh, no. But it did raise my eyes just a little bit. So I'm going to take this one from the first Norwegian Heat. It's not one of the songs that actually entered. It's a little Norwegian singer you may have heard of called Alexander Rybak, who, of course, won for Norway. And Keep of Kalesian, who were Melody Grand Prix finalists a year or two ago, I think. Anyway, this is Keep of Kalesian's latest single, The Divine Land, except they've decided to invite a little bit of violin into the track with the help of Rybak. Death metal and violin strings. Quite frankly, it is a combination that I love. Or at least a little part of me does. And any music which has the limiters and the compressors kicking off in a TV studio when it's meant to be doing music is a winner for me. Here we are, The Divine Land from Alexander Rybak and Keep of Kalesian. Oh yeah, there is no more news. If this really offends you, we'll catch you in fighting for Jukebox Jury. But it really is worth staying for. death violin, that's what I say. Alexander Rybak and Keep of Kalesian there with a very special version of The Divine Land from last weekend's Norwegian Melody Grand Prix. Right then, they're getting lots of combinations of artists coming in for the interval act, so if you do have a chance to catch them out, definitely worthwhile doing. So what have we got coming up? Friday's the second, it's all second semi-finals almost. Finland on Friday. Norway, as we just mentioned, there will be carrying on their second semi-finals on Saturday. Iceland, there's like a 5-minute break. Norway finishes, 5-minute break. Then Iceland semi-final starts. You've got enough time to top up your tea and coffee and whatever. Croatia's into that mix as well, running their first semi-final for their search for song to send to the Eurovision Song Contest in May, happening that. So four heats this weekend, and as always, we'll be able to bring you all the news and up to date of them in the show next week. We will have a jukebox jury as normal this Friday. I think we've got another recording of the No Points quiz as well. Nobody reads too many heckles about that, so I think we'll have one more go at that quiz and see how it sounds like in a fortnight or two. But for now, Ewan Spence here, www.escinsight.com, and your comments are welcome there, or back on Facebook or Twitter. Just search for ESC Insight in both of them and you will find us, and I shall play the electric guitars.